Yes, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. I'm Brad Friedman, and this is the special three-minute edition of The Brad Show. I've only got 3 minutes, so let's get to it. I want to talk about what I call the GOP win-win spin-spin. Now, you'll remember back during the 2000 elections when W was arguing for tax cuts because the economy was so good at the time, we just had a budget surplus and American folks deserve some of their money back. But then after he was elected and the economy went south, he again argued for tax cuts, but this time because they were needed to jumpstart the slumping economy. That is the GOP win-win spin-spin. It's the same set of plans no matter the circumstances. Find any justification for what you wanted to do in the first place. It's ideology in place of reality. Only the policy matters, not the reasons for them. Now, this applies in Iraq, but there's no time in this three-minute edition to tell you how. So instead, I'll bring you up to the latest. Now, I'm certain you've heard the spin by now of what a terrific job George W. Bush is doing fighting terrorism here in the homeland. This, we are told, is undebatable because there have been no terrorist attacks on American soil since 9/11. Never mind the anthrax thing. It didn't happen. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Anyway, I'm sure you've heard that line from Rush or Sean or one of your fake conservative father-in-laws, or perhaps you're a fake conservative yourself, and so you've probably used that line with somebody. Now, George W. Bush, therefore, he is the man for us because he's kept the homeland safe from terror every day since 9/11/2001. But wait. Last week, John Ashcroft announced the latest terror threat that is supposed to scare the crap out of us. An attack, he says, is coming, and we should be prepared for it or looking out for it or whatever the hell we're supposed to do about these things. Now, should this, quote, spectacular attack occur prior to the election, does anybody on any side of the political fence think for a second that such an attack wouldn't then become the newest reason why we must re-elect George W. Bush? Get it? He deserves to be re-elected because we haven't had an attack since 9/11, unless we get attacked again, in which case he deserves to be re-elected because we need him to keep us safe and not let the terrorists win. That, my friends, is the GOP win-win spin-spin, a solution for every problem, which is simple because it's the same solution for every problem. I'm Brad Friedman. Thanks, Ken and Company, and KABC for listening. Hope to talk to you again real soon.